The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the town of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves." Diyos maray na agasindog abos. Good morning po. Magandang umaga bayan, mga kagigisig lang. At medyo nagpupungay-pungay pa yung mga mata siguro. Yung iba siguro nakapagkapi na, no? Alam niyo po, napakaganda ng ating ebanghelyo sa umagang ito, no? And I think the key o susi sa buong ebanghelyo ay yung ating binasa, no? So be shrewd as serpent and simple as dove. Alam niyo po, sabi ni Lord, no? We are sent like sheep. Kaya nga, di ba sabi sa kanta, "All we like sheep has gone astray." Di ba? We are sheep. Being sent by God. But where? In the midst of wolves. Oh, wolves. Nakakita na ba kayo ng wolves? Ako nakakita na, no? Napaka ferocious, bangis, no? Lalo na kapag ka yung mga wolves na nasa this desert, no? Yung mga talagang kumakain ng tao, no? And when they saw sheep, no? They are not, they are not, sabi nga, maamo, but they really kill those sheep. No? And that's why Jesus said, "So be shrewd as serpent and simple as doves." Ah, this is very important. No? Why? Because after this verse, no? Kung nakikinig kayo sa gospel, no? Pagkatapos nito, ano sabi ni Lord? No? "They will hand you over to courts. And not only that, brother will hand over brother to death. Father, his child. Children rise up against parents." And sabi ni Lord, in the end, no, "Whoever endures to the end will be saved." Whoever endures to the end will be saved. So kailangan, no? Kailangan ng sa ibang translation, ano sabi, sabi doon? Be wise as serpent and be gentle as a dove. No? Kumbaga ba, mag-isip-isip ng isa, dalawa, tatlo. Mag-isip-isip ng isa, dalawa, tatlo. Being a Christian means being also wise and prudent. Alam niyo yung mga ahas, no? Nakakita naman ako yung ahas. Dito sa dito may mga napatay na kaming ahas dito sa convent, no, kasi matataas minsan yung mga damo, no. Alam niyo yung ahas, ang napakatalino kasi, no, ang unang pinoprotektahan niya ay yung kanyang ulo. No, kasi pagka naano mo yung ulo ng ahas, yan na yung kanyang kahinaan, no. Kaya nga, kung manghuli kayo ng ahas, no, ang unang puntiryahin nyo ay yung ulo, no. And the serpent know that, no. That's why he's wise. He always try his best to protect his head. So also with us Christians, no. Sabi nga, di ba, walang manloloko kung walang nagpapaloko. And people think, no, lalo na yung minsan yung mga nasa mundo, akala nila kapag ikaw ay nagsisimba parati, ikaw ay nagro-rosaryo, no, ay, no, madali kang maloko, madali kang mapaniwala. That is not true. The more you go to Mass, the more you pray, the more you knew your faith, the more you become wise and prudent, no, as a serpent. Kasi alam nyo, no, marami sa ating mga kababayan, kapatid, no, ang madaling mapaniwala, no, basta lang mabasahan lang ng Biblia, no? Sabi niya, Alleluia, Ale, no? Praise the Lord, no? Sabi niya, oh kapatid, no? Ayon sa ganitong versikulo, no? At ganun din, no? Marami ang nawawala ng bokasyon, marami ang tumatalikod sa pananampalataya dahil sa kawalan ng wisdom, no? Kawalan ng prudence, no? Sa ating mga ginagawa. Ah, basta sinabi ni ganito, maniniwala ka agad, no? Hindi mo natignan sino ba talaga ang nagsabi, no? Saan ba talaga? Totoo ba yan? No? Lalo ngayon, maraming mga fake news, maraming mga sinungaling, no? Na kapag hindi tayo maingat at tignan mabuti, no, baka tayo maloko, no. At sabi nga dito, no, ang napakasakit, sabi nga, napakasakit Kuya Eddie. Time will come, pati yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, whether they like it or not, no, can be also used, no, by our enemy. So we become wise, we should be wise and we should be prudent, no? And that wisdom entitles us, no, to seek always God, the will of God, the plan of God, no? Kasi kung hindi, no, kahit pa yan ay mahal mo sa buhay, no, kung yan naman kahit ba kaibigan mo yan, no? Sabi nga, kaibigan lang pala, no? Kahit kaibigan pa yan, kung yung kaibigan mo na yan, imbis na dalhin ka sa simbahan, dalhin ka sa mall, dahil dalhin ka sa paglalakwat siya lang, kahit na mayroong COVID, it is not good. And we should really be wise as Catholics, no? And be gentle as a dove. Ano yung sabi ng be simple as doves? Be gentle as doves, no? It means without violence, no? Hindi yung violence na sabi ng isang kay Arap, no? Sabi, Mr. President, no? Do you hate violence? Sabi niya, of course I hate violence. Because I love guitar. I do not like violence. Yung violence pa, violin sa kanya, no? Hindi pala violence, no? So, no? It means without doing harm to others, no? Being gentle, no? Being simple as a dove, no? We need to be simple, no? Not too much, sabi nga, hypocrisy, no? And you know, sabi nga, balat kayo lahat ang buhay sa mundo, nakangiti kahit hindi totoo, no? We should not be like that, no? We should be truthful, simple, gentle as a dove, just like the saint we celebrate today, Saint Veronica Giuliani. After our holy, our seraphic father Saint Francis, Saint Veronica Giuliani is one of the famous stigmatists, no? After Saint Padre Pio also, no? Because Saint Veronica Giuliani, no, received also the stigmata plus other sign of the Passion of our Lord, no? Even if I'm not mistaken, even the crowning of thorns, no? And thanks be to God, no, when I was in Italy, I was able to visit many times, no, yung convent ng mga poor clares, no, sa Città di Castello. Kasi dati meron kaming convento sa Canosio, no, and we have our sister there, no? So whenever we go to that place, no, we always visit the convent of Saint Veronica Giuliani, no, and they have really good vocations, no, because Saint Veronica is really a great saint, no, and really a wise saint and a gentle saint, no. Alam niyo yung gentleness, no, is towards other and not, no, to ourselves. Kasi sabi nga ni St. Alphonsus de Liguori, no, mag-ingat po tayo kasi madalas, anong nangyayari? Kabaliktaran. We are gentle to ourselves and we are rugged or violent towards others, which is opposite. No? St. Veronica Giuliani is very gentle to others and very violent to herself, no. Alam niyo, makikita niyo doon sa museum, no? Museum kasi katapat ng halos katabilang ng monasteryo ni Saint sa kanilang monasteryo, no? May museum doon. Nandoon yung silis at saka yung alam niyo, silis, yung parang kadena, no, na nilalagay ni Saint Catherine sa kanyang katawan na may mga patusok-tusok. Tsaka meron din siya yung parang ano yun, lubid na kung saan, no, kinakastigate niya yung kanya sarili, no. See, the saints are violent to themselves, sa kanilang sarili, but they are gentle as doves towards others. Tayo kabaliktaran, no, madalas tayo, no, gentle tayo sa ating sarili pero mabagsik, sabi nga sa Tagalog, mabagsik tayo sa ating kapwa. No? Kaya nga, no, hindi tayo binibigyan ng grasya ng Panginoon. So my brothers and sisters, let us ask Saint Veronica Giuliani, poor clares, no, and of course our Blessed Mother to help us to be wise and shrewd as serpents and be gentle and simple as doves. Praise be Jesus and Mary.